بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نزيز أشعار وبعارف بالله حضرت أبتس حضرت معنا شاحك محمد اختصاب نور الله مرقده بتايتل إيز جوار محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم میں رہتے ہیں ہم. زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم, فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم. زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم, فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم. نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف, جوار محمد
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم,
جوار محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم. نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف, جوار محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم. کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستوں, مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم. کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستوں, مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم. مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری, وگر نہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم. مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری, وگر نہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم. مدینہ میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو, خدا سے دعا یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم. مدینہ میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو, خدا سے دعا یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم. یہ نالائق پر ہے رب کا کرم, محمد کی نگری میں رہتے ہیں ہم. یہ نالائق پر ہے رب کا کرم, محمد کی نگری میں رہتے ہیں ہم. شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب, دعا رات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم. شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب, دعا دعارات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم پس ساکنہ نے مدینہ مجھے نہ بھولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں ہم پس ساکنہ نے مدینہ مجھے نہ بھولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں ہم اے اختر میرے قلب و جانِ وہا مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہیں ہم اے اختر میرے قلب و جانِ وہا مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری وگر نہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Sheikh Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabrizi Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, concerning whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us, Kunu ma as-sadiqeen, be with those true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will also gain the ma'rifah, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will also first of all learn how to love the beloved of Allah, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. And your Hazrat is teaching us very beautifully that the desire of every mu'min, every person's desire, that I want to be in Medina Sharif, I want to love in the city of my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat says, teaching us here, very good this desire, but how a person has to love in the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the one hand, it's a very, very great honor. On the other hand, it's a great fear. The pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had great fear that in the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of adab, ihtiram, and that we will only learn from the company of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise we just go and we say, I'm going to Medina Sharif, whereas we are taught also that we are going for ziyarat of my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this beautiful poem Hazrat is titled, and actually Hazrat wrote this poem on request of Hazrat Mufti Ashiq Ilahi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was living in Medina Sharif, and he requested Hazrat that write some ash'ar with regard to Medina Sharif. So very beautifully Hazrat keeping Hazrat in mind, that Hazrat Man Ashiq Ali Sahab Rahmatullah Ali in mind, Hazrat has titled this poem, Jawari Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Me Rehte Ham. That we are living in the neighborhood of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Hazrat was living there, Man Ashiq Ali Sahab Rahmatullah Ali was living there, and Hazrat titled this poem accordingly, that in the neighborhood of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah has given us this honor to love here. And what a great honor this is. Zameen par Madina ki rehte hum, falak par magar naaz karte hum. That we are living on earth in the beautiful city of Madina Sharif. But this is such a great honor and the greatest place, the greatest piece of land on the piece of the earth and even in the heavens presently, that we are, so to say, boasting what great shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the people of the heavens. That is, the malaika also, they are envying the people that are living in Medina Sharif. Because Medina Sharif presently has got the greatest part of the earth, where Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting. Medina Sharif presently has got Jannat in it, and where Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is present, and Jannat at the moment hasn't got Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this part of the earth, even the malaika are being envious with regard to this. So Hazrat says that if a person just gets a brief idea of this reality, then a person will come to know, na poocho ke kya hai hamara sharaf. Jawari Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam rehte hum. In other words, out of shukr a person says that don't even ask what is our great honor. What our great honor is that out of the kindness of Allah we are living in the neighborhood of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To be living in the neighborhood of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a very, very great honor. The whole city of Medina Sharif gets the anwarat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all the people in that city are all blessed people. But a person has to be extremely careful how you live in Medina Sharif. And that is why whoever is living in Medina Sharif, we shouldn't have any objections with regard to them. So no matter how they look outwardly, whatever the case may be, they are honored to be in the neighborhood of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They're getting the anwarat and the fuyuz of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the time, 24 hours. And Hazrat then teaches us here that this is not that any person's ability or any person's greatness. Karam hai ye malik ka ae dosto, Madine ki basti mein baste hum. That, oh my friends, it's not my honor, it is only Allah Ta'ala's kindness. As Hazrat has taught us, karam, that great being who is Kareem, الَّذِي يَتَفَضَّلُ عَلَيْنَا بِدُونِ إِسْتِحْقَاقٍ, that great being who blesses us without deserving it in the least, but we don't deserve myself to be the ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then what can be said to be living in the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This is only Allah Ta'ala's very, very special kindness. That Hazrat is saying on behalf of Mawlana Ashiq Ilahi Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, that we are, Allah Ta'ala has given us the honor to be living in the city of Medina Sharif. That we are living in this Mubarak city. Medina ki nazbat hai qeemat meri, wagar na haqeeqat mein saste hum. Hazrat is teaching us what a great honor this is, that a person now becomes so valuable that you are now connected directly to Medina Sharif. One is living there, but the real connection of living in Medina Sharif is that a person is connected to the Mubarak life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much of durood and salawat a person is sending, that is the honor a person will have. On the other hand, throughout the world people are desiring to be in Medina Sharif. But those people are close to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they are more honorable. They might be thousands of miles away, but how much they are sending durood, how much they have got love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like we have heard, learned from our Hazrat also, Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayhi did not get the opportunity of meeting Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the love that he had for Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he also, we learned, Shariat on his place. He had to take care of his mother and make a khidmat and he could not meet Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and become an honorable Sahabi. But what position Allah Ta'ala gave him, that he became a mustajab ud-da'wat. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that you'll meet my friend who is Qarni, and ask him to make dua for you and the ummah, Allahu Akbar. So a person that wants to get this great value, we have to connect ourselves to our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that we can only learn through connection of the pious servants of Allah. That and how much durood we recite upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and make an effort to learn the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which Hazrat has taught us, this is a very great ibadat. Just to learn knowledge is very great, and to learn about Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is very, very great. And then beg Allah to grant us the love of every sunnah, and then the tawfiq to practice to the best of our ability on every sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and spread it throughout the world. Otherwise, Hazrat says, in reality, we've got no value. Your value is not according to your outward price of this world. What is your bank balance, or what car you're driving in, or which area you are living in. This is no criteria of a person's value at all. The criteria of the value of a person is how honorable that, how connected that person is to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like we find in the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that one person passed by while Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting having majlis with Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. One ordinary person passed by Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what do you say with regard to this person? They said, oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is an ordinary person. Nobody really recognizes him. So much so, even if he's going to go and propose for any person's daughter, they won't really consider him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept quiet. Not long, another person walked past. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, what do you say with regard to this person? This person was a wealthy person. Nabi sallallahu, they told Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this is a very honorable person. He's got great regard in society. And if he go and propose to anybody's daughter, they will never ever refuse him. Then after that, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept quiet for a while and said, that if the whole world are filled with the second person that you're talking about, all their value put together will never equal to that first person. He may be an ordinary person, but what connection he's got with Allah and his beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so it's not the outward condition that a person should judge. What is in the heart and that connection, that nisbat, that is the actual thing. So Allah Ta'ala give us understanding of this reality. Medina, then a person who loves in Medina Sharif, don't just take it for granted, I'm loving here, that my Qabar Mubarak is going to be here. No, a person has to be begging Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that should be the desire of every person. But then, a person should have Radha Bil Qadha. Wherever Allah Ta'ala desires for me to pass away, I must be in that state that Allah is extremely happy with me. And if a person has got connection with Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no matter where you pass away, Allah's Qudrat, Allah will transfer your body to Medina Sharif. And there are incidents mentioned, people who did not have connection, they were buried in Medina Sharif, but their bodies were transferred where? To Paris, etc. Allah Ta'ala save us all. So Hazrat says that we should make this dua, Medina mein marna muqaddar mein ho, khuda se dua ye bhi karte hum, that oh Allah, please, out of your kindness, we also desire to pass away in Medina Sharif. Obviously, what Iman-e-Kamil, what complete and perfect Iman and the Radha of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the time, daily, we should be all making this dua. And the beautiful dua of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allahumma zukni shahadatan fi sabilik, waj'al mawti fi baladi habibik, the double reward. Oh Allah, I want to become a martyr also. And I want to be buried in the city of your beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how Allah accepted his dua. Hazrat Umar radiallahu was a martyr also, and buried where? Right next to Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This shows the loyalty of these personalities, that they loved with great loyalty. Allah Ta'ala gave them that reward. Otherwise, Hazrat teaches us here that a person should realize, ye nalaiko par hai rab ka karam, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki nagri mein rehte hum. That even if a person just gets the opportunity to visit Medina Sharif for 1 minute, for 5 minutes, then a person should realize this is only Allah Ta'ala's karam, kindness. We are not like myself, worse, that not worthy of anything, not worthy of any honor, and Allah allows you to be present in the land of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that very, very Mubarak land. That so Hazrat is teaching that what can be said of those people, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki nagri mein rehte, that those who live in the neighborhood of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how honorable they are. But this is the kindness of Allah. Never ever think that I am more valuable than any person who is living anywhere else in the world. You should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, you should have fear that I am not honoring the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am not connected the way I am supposed to be connected. So the fear also, and a person making shukr, that وَأَمَّا بِنِئْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Not out of pride, but Allah Ta'ala says, talk about the ni'mat Allah has given you, making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ya Hazrat has penned this also for the people that are living in the neighborhood of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they must realize this is the kindness of Allah. Then a person should be desiring that love in such a way in Medina Sharif, and wherever we are, as ummatis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should be loving in such a way that we desire and we beg Allah Ta'ala, shafa'at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki bhi ho naseeb, dua raat din ye bhi karte hum, that oh Allah, just loving in the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even passing away, that's not all. We want the intercession of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. That day that we can't think about it. And Allah Ta'ala teaches us this mawsim of Hajj comes in as a surah. Hajj starts with the incident of Qiyamah. What a day that is, that this journey of our life and this end, the end of the year, Allah is teaching us how our life has to come to an end. That all the time focus of the day of Qiyamah. That severe day, and that day we will all be begging only for the intercession of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Sahib Qasida Burda says it so beautifully, هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مكتهني. That great personality which we cannot even praise, we don't even know his position, but he is our beloved who we hope and we desire that we'll get the intercession of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from all that very, very difficult conditions of the day of Qiyamah, which just the thought will bring shivers in the heart of a person. But for that, Hazrat teaches us that we have to make that type of effort. And one simple effort Hazrat has taught us, that one guarantee of Iman and guarantee for the shafaat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we pay attention to the Azan. When Azan is given, we pay attention with utter respect and we reply to the words of Azan. After replying to the, and here also, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reply to the words of Azan as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, there we just stop by Rasulullah. There is no durood at that time. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, we read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That, oh Allah, we got no strength, we got no ability, you take us in the path of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to your darbar. And after that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that after you have heard the Azan, now recite durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the sunnat way, that after the Azan, recite durood, then read the dua of shafaat, the dua of the Azan, Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tama. And we should learn it according to how it is taught in the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, just doing this, wajabat lahu shafaati. My intercession, so to say, becomes incumbent upon that person. And Hazrat has explained, upon whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's intercession becomes incumbent, that means his khatima, his end is definitely on Iman. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will only intercede for the believers. So we beg Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq, to practice upon the sunnat and every sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the dua we should be making day and night, that we want the intercession, but it actually means that Allah guide us to walk in that path, which so beautifully Hazrat's poem, Naqsh-e-Qadam Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke hai, Jannat ke raaste. that walk in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat further teaches us, Madinah mein har saal o haziri, khuda se ye faryad karte hain. Now those that are visitors of Medina Sharif are not living there, we make dua that, oh Allah, please out of your kindness, every year give us the opportunity to be present at the darbar of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What great adab, what great ihtiram, what respect. And we try our best to be all the time conscious and focused on the tawajjuh of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. And Hazrat again teaches us another important lesson, that now those people that are inhabitants of this Mubarak city, always request for them, from them, pas e sakinane Madina, mujhe na bhoolo guzarish ye karte hum. That, oh, those that are living in the neighborhood of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please don't forget me. Daily, please pass my salams to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And fortunate, there are friends there that tell today they'll be passing our salams. They think of us. This is a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is we should request our friends, even those that are going, and we learn from our honorable Hazrat, even when you dare, you coming out of Medina, out of the Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, somebody else is going in, ask him also, please pass my salams of Nabi upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whose salams is accepted on our behalf, we don't know. Our salams, where, we don't know whether it even word been accepted. So beg people that are loving there, always ask them. And Hazrat finally teaches us that whether a person is there or not, how a Muslim should lead his life. Ey akhtar mere kalb wa jaab hai waha, Madinah se go dur rehte hai. That, oh akhtar, and Hazrat is teaching us here on behalf, Hazrat is teaching us on behalf of a sheikh, Hazrat is teaching us that what we should learn from our sheikh and the mashayikh, that how to get this connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That wherever you are in the world, your heart and your soul is connected to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are, so to say, here in South Africa or anywhere in the world, but your heart and your soul is in Medina Sharif. Although you may be 1,000 miles away, but if your heart and soul is connected, and how we will know, just think today how many durood I read upon my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much was I conscious of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accordingly, we should think, Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to get this great love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the barakat of our mashayikh.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa, wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this kitab معارف مثنوي, the commentary of the مثنوي of حضرت مولانا جلال الدين رومي رحمة الله عليه, which our Honorable Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah had written. And we are reading the instance now of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that what a great lover of Allah ta'ala he was, and what his great sacrifices were. And this we read so that we take a lesson. We cannot match them, Sahaba Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but at least some idea we get. And little bit from our side, how much we can, that we also try and develop that love of Allah as it was in Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the great, great, great sacrifices he made, that we also make our small little sacrifices. So further Hazrat writes, here is a poem here. Jaan ne jab murghabi hone ka da'wa kar diya hai, That love of Allah Ta'ala, when it was had come into Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he declared himself as a die-heart of Allah Ta'ala. So it was like a comparison, a water duck, a bird that sits on the crest of the wave. And this, when the storms come, and the waves goes this way, that up and down. But when it claimed its position there, and that I'll stay here no matter what happens, no matter how that storm, the water goes, it stays on the crest all the time. it is there, it goes down, it goes up, the water, the winds hit it this way, that way, it stays there. That's istiqamat of that bird. It remains so firm, it remains there. So in the love of Allah Ta'ala, we all will say we love Allah Ta'ala, Allah grant us that love. But now, under all circumstances, to remain steadfast, to be loyal to Allah Ta'ala at all times. That lesson we learn from Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu also. To phir tufani bala se usko kab gila o faryad hai. Allahu Akbar. When that claim, when a person declares La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the starting point, and this kalima is right of the start also and right till the end also that a person goes. But when a person declares that I'm only for Allah, I have devoted myself for Allah and for Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then especially on account of this kalima, on account of our iman and Islam, no matter what troubles we get, how people oppose us, criticize us, and how we are put to difficulties, a person should have no objection. Following the command, fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, living a lifestyle of sunnah, and now close family people, sometimes even the wife, will also have lot of objections. Sometimes even the husband will have objections to his wife, that when she wants to live a life of deen, family people, close people, and the more this kalima comes into us, the more the deen comes into us. The more reality of deen, then there will be even more people who will have this, who will criticize. And what Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu went through, perhaps nobody will have to go through such torments and such torture. But at least this little what they pass, remarks and that, we should be able to tolerate that. Murghabi tufan se maghloob nahi hoti. This water duck, it's not overpowered by the storms of the sea. It remains firmly on the crest of that wave and is all the time there, no matter what difficult conditions come. Balki maujo ke nasheb o faraz par ghalib rehti hai. But the waves that come and go up and down, and they are sometimes the wave like breaks also, half the wave is gone that side, but it remains firm on its place. اسی طرح جان عاشق طوفان حوادث سے متاثر ہوئے بغیر حق تعالی کا راستہ قطع کرتی ہے. In the same way that the life of the true lover of Allah Ta'ala, when in the storms of this world, it doesn't take any effect whatsoever. The storms of this world, all the criticisms that come, sometimes difficult and hard conditions come on a person. A person is tested sometimes in his finances, sometimes, as Quran Sharif says, by the death of a dear and close person. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala takes away something. All that are the tests from Allah Ta'ala. So this the true lover, no matter what, ishq apna kaam karti rahe. The love just carries on doing its work, the love of Allah Ta'ala. Conditions will come and go, and all different types, but the lover, true lover, is just all the time in the love of Allah. Of course, whatever Shariat has commanded, for example, somebody has passed away, doesn't mean we're not going to now, some very dear, close person, we're not going to give ghusl, I'm just going to be in the masjid all the time. Now, that time Allah's command is you have to do that, but your heart is still connected with Allah Ta'ala. And at that time, whatever else, our duties we have to do, somebody is ill, we have to see to the person also, we see to that, but Allah Ta'ala's commandments also are not neglected. Not that, like this one Sahabiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, when her close family member was made shaheed on the battlefield, and she went and fetched the body, at that time also her niqab, she still maintained her parda fully. Somebody said, at such a time still, she said that this person of my family member has passed away, but my sharam haya hasn't passed away. My modesty and my observance of the law of Allah, at that time, it hasn't passed away. We will perhaps at such times we just forget about the parda also. So to maintain all this, Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu anhu ka nara ahad lagana tha ke us yahudi ka ghaiz aur ghazab un par zulm aur zad o koob ki surat mein baras para. And when Hazrat Bilal, as we heard we read before, that he was a slave of this Jew, and this Jew hated Islam, na'uzu billah. So Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what love of Allah, and nothing could stop him from claiming the love openly, and all the time, ahad, ahad. And this Jew, he just could not tolerate it. His anger and his torture had reached such proportions which cannot be imagined. So much he tortured Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Aapko itna mara ke lahu luhan kar diya. And he had hit Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu so much that his blood was flowing also. Aur usi zakham ke halat mein garam garam ret par ghasetta. And in that condition, with the blood flowing from his body and the hot sand of the Arabian desert, he should pull his body on that sand. We can't even imagine that what difficulty he was going through, and all just because he the love of Allah. And that love, he could not conceal it also, as we will read in front. It was such that he just had to express it also. Aur kehta ke ab aind aur kehta ke ab aainda wahdaniyat ka nara lagane ki jurat na karna. And his master, the Jew, used to tell him that, see how I'm punishing, torturing you. In future, never ever think also of taking the name of Allah. But Hazrat Bilal, and this is the lesson that we learn. Of course, we can never ever imagine that we can be at that level, but at least to our little, small little extent, we should also have that love, and we should also fulfill the commands of Allah. Little bit, some criticism here, some difficulty there, that should not deter us. Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu anhu ba zubane hal arz karte. And Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, by his actions, he used to say this. How his condition was by his actions, that when his master told him, don't ever take the name of Allah again. Ke ae Allah, aapki muhabbat ki juram mein, ye kuffar mujhko qatal kar rahe hain. He should say to Allah ta'ala, oh Allah, because of my crime of your love. That's no crime, but they regarding it as a crime, that the deep love that I have for you, because of that they want to kill me, they are torturing me, giving me this difficult conditions, or shor barpa kar rahe hai, and they are making a big issue about it, making a big noise and a big issue about it. Ye mehboob haqeeqi, oh my true beloved, the one that I really love. Aap bhi aasmane duniya par tashreef laaye. You also, so to say, Allah is watching. He knows Allah is watching. But he says, oh Allah, you also come down to the lowest sky. Aur apne aashik ke is tamasha ko dekhiye. And see that your lover, what he is sacrificing for you. What he is doing for you. Ke kya achha tamasha hai. What a great entertainment it is. What difficulty is going through, but for him it is an enjoyment. And there are many other instances of the great, great Muzurgs, that what difficulties they were put through, but at that time they were just in the love of Allah, and they were overtaken by it. Hazrat Tariq, one great Muzurg also, was afterwards given the name of Sadiq, Tariq Sadiq. One time he was traveling and he fell into a well. He was at the bottom of the well, and then some hajis were passing thereby. They saw this well here, and it was sort of a person couldn't easily make out there's a well there, and a person could easily fall in there. So they thought, let us close this well, because people will walk by here and they don't know, they will fall in. He thought that my connection is with Allah. I hand all my matters over to Allah. Now whether I'm truthful at this time or not, or am I going to shout out, I'm here, where are you people closing the well? Take me out first. So in the truthfulness of his, that his connection is only with Allah, he kept quiet. They closed the well on top. And then it happened that two lamps, lights, started burning there in the well. In the light of that, he sees a huge snake, a python, coming towards him. Again, he thinks, if you are truthful, you won't speak a word. If whatever Allah has meant for you, you're going to accept it. We can't, we mustn't even think of this, but at least it gives us some idea of how the lovers of Allah, what they do. And we little bit lazy for Fajr, we don't get up. Or any other small thing, just little headache, no tilawat today. Or just a small little, too much work today. So this we left out, that we left out. At least the small little lessons we take. Now the python coming right near his head. And he just kept quiet. My matter, I've handed it over to Allah. Suddenly he changes its direction and it goes to the top of the well. And when it goes up, it opens the well up. Then it coils him in its tail and takes him out of the well. How Allah Ta'ala's help came. And then he was given the title of Tariq Sadiq, the truthful one, that under all circumstances he remained truthful. Of course, it's not for us to make amal on like this, not for us to practice, but just little bit we can get, or at least we feel guilty of our bad condition. At least so much. Otherwise, we just justify ourselves for everything. We do so much wrong and we justify ourselves. At least we can have some idea. Ek din Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, us taraf se guzre. One day Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu passed thereby where Hazrat Bilal was being tortured like this. اور حضرت بلال رضی اللہ عنہ اسی خستہ و خراب اور لہو لہان ہونے کی حالت میں احد احد کا نعرہ لگا رہے تھے. And حضرت بلال رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ in that very pitiable condition of his, covered with blood from all sides and just claiming احد احد all the time. یہ آواز سن کر حضرت صدیق اکبر رضی اللہ عنہ کھڑے ہو گئے. Seeing this and hearing this, seeing and hearing what is happening here, he stood still there and he started looking. Us awaz mein Hazrat Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu anhu ki jaan paak ko buye mehboob e haqeeqi mehsoos hui. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in that ahad, he heard what a loud volume and a big history and story of the love Hazrat Bilal has got for Allah Ta'ala. The word was just Ahad. But in that word Ahad, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala made out what a story and what a dastan and what a great event of the love of Allah is filled into this word. As it is said that when Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, when he heard the farishta taking the name of Allah, Allah. Today, how that name of Allah must have been taken. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he should take Allah Ta'ala's name. And here Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu saying Ahad. But in that one little word of Ahad, what was filled in there? What love of Allah Ta'ala. جان عاشق نے جب محبوب کے ہاتھ میں خنجر عشق دیکھ لیا. One poem حضرت quotes here. جان عاشق نے, the life, the ruh, the spirit of the عاشق, of the great lover of Allah Ta'ala, when he saw the dagger of love in the hands of his beloved, like qurbani time, like the qurbanis of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, those animals, they went forward, presented themselves to be slaughtered. So like that, the lover, when his beloved has a dagger of in his hand, he wants to go and be slaughtered. So this is the condition of the true lover. And all these buzurgs, and how many instances of theirs that we will think, what difficulty, but they, what they enjoy in that difficulty. So when the jane aashiq ne, the life of the ruh, the life of a ashik, جب محبوب کے ہاتھ میں when they saw in the hands of its beloved خنجرِ عشق دیکھ لیا, saw the dagger of love, تو بے خوف و خطر مقتل کی جانب دور پری. Then without any fear it ran to the guillotine, it ran to the slaughterhouse. That way it must be slaughtered. It saw my beloved is coming to slaughter me. It ran to the slaughterhouse. What love these people have. This is Allah give us one billionth or iota of that love of Allah. Like that for us, when it is namaz time and there are some difficult conditions, that we run to the masjid. For the commands of Allah Ta'ala, when they are directed towards us, we try also our best. We give up everything else. And we just rush to, like the condition of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, used to be with his family, speaking to them cordially, lovingly, speaking with his. But where the adhan went, his whole condition changed. And at that time, he was like now a stranger. And he was now just going to the masjid. Like that, the commands of Allah when they come, we also try and fulfill them like that. جب اس عاشق کے صادق نے محبوب کے خنجر کو اپنی طرف راغب دیکھا, and when the true lover saw the dagger of اپنے طرف saw the dagger now heading towards it, that person, the slaughterer, coming with the dagger towards him, تو سر کو اس وقت تہے خنجر رکھ دینا اپنے اوپر واجب سمجھا. At that time, then that person thought to himself that now to give my life for my true beloved, it is compulsory upon me. I have to give my life. So like for example, namaz time, fajr, a person feels that it is my greatest honor now to go for fajr namaz. There is nothing else for me but my fajr. Sometimes whichever other namaz is difficult, we are traveling, it's asr time, and traffic is heavy, whatever, but my asr time is going. And now to come out of everything, and I'm hungry also, tired also, and to reach home also, but to go and make our asr at that time. جی حضرت ابو بکر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, اس انسٹنس وین ہی سو حضرت حضرت بلال رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ ان دس کنڈیشن, اینڈ ہی دیٹ انجوائمنٹ آف دا لو آف اللہ تعالی ان دیٹ ورڈ احد, ہی حضرت بلال رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کی اس مظلومیت کو دیکھ کر حضرت ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کا دل تڑپ گیا. Seeing the difficult conditions of Hazrat Bilal, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu's heart, it just melted. He just couldn't tolerate and take it. What difficulties he's going through. Aur aankhon se aansu jari ho gaye, and he started crying. Unhone Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu ko alag bula kar samjhaya. He called Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu one side and explained to him, ke tanhai mein Allah ka naam liya karo. They take Allah's name secretly. Don't take it in front of this master of yours. He hates it. And how much you suffering. So quietly, one side, you take Allah Ta'ala's name. Just like also in the Quran Sharif it comes, when a person is forced to say words of kufr, then at such a time to say it, it is in order. It will be permissible. But his heart must be mutma'innum bil iman. The conviction of iman must be in his heart. Just to save himself from that difficult condition, Shariat has given permission. But the ulama have written also that it is better not to say the words of kufr. Those people who did, for example, the 47th partition of India and Pakistan, many people who came in the hands of the Hindus, the Sikhs, especially our women folk, and they covered up the iman and they lived like them. Eventually, the progeny all went over on that side. So the preferred thing is, Allah give us that strength. A person rather gives his life, he goes with iman. But it is permissible at such a time. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu also advised him that don't take Allah's name loudly, quietly. بلال رضی اللہ عنہ نے عرض کیا کہ اے محترم، آپ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدیق ہیں. حضرت بلال رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ said, oh my respectable and honorable friend, you are the صدیق of نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. آپ کی نصیحت قبول کرتا ہوں. I accept your advice, what you are telling me. دوسرے دن پھر حضرت صدیق رضی اللہ عنہ کا ادھر سے گزر ہوا. The next day, حضرت ابو بکر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ پاس سے بائے اگین. دیکھتے ہیں کہ پھر وہی ماجرا ہے. We saw the same thing again. حضرت ابو بکر at the top of his voice, احد احد, and what love and release he's saying. And again that person is torturing him like that. حضرت بلال رضی اللہ عنہ احد احد پکار رہے ہیں اور وہ یہودی ان کو بری طرح زد و کوب کر رہا ہے. That Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what great enjoyment and release is taking the name of Allah ta'ala. And his Jew master torturing him again. یہاں تک کہ جسم خون سے لہو لہان ہو گیا. Again his body full of blood. اس درناک منظر کو دیکھ کر آپ radiallahu anhu ترب گئے. Seeing this, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu again became very restless and perturbed. Aur Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu ko phir nasihat farmayi. Again he advised him, ke bhai, kyun is muzi ke samne ahad ahad kehte ho? Why are you taking the name of Allah in front of this this animal, this person causing you so much harm? Dil hi dil mein khamoshi ke saath ahad ahad کہتے رہا کرو. In just in your heart say احد. حضرت بلال رضی اللہ عنہ نے عرض کیا کہ اچھا. حضرت بلال رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ said, fine, no problem. پھر توبہ کرتا ہوں. I make توبہ, I won't do it again. اب آپ کے مشورے کے خلاف نہ کروں گا. Now I won't do against what you are telling me. But as we read in front, it is the true lover, there is no other way for him. Just like many people, a person, for whatever dini aspect he is in, somebody doesn't want him to wear kurta, for example. Somebody then they say, okay, I won't do it. But he can't help it. Again he wears it. Again they tell him that don't wear kurta. Again he say, I won't do it. But again he does it. So like that, this love of Allah, when it gets filled in the heart, may Allah in His great kindness and mercy bless us also with that love, and especially against our nafs, that we all the time, that our nafs will tell us, don't do this, don't do that, but that love of Allah Ta'ala. So this love of Allah will come when the heart is purified, when our heart is cleansed of all the filth and dirt, disobedience of Allah, and Allah comes into that heart, then this person, nothing of this world can harm that person in any way whatsoever. And at that time, like for example, Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh, on three occasions, somebody asked him, when did you really feel the great love of Allah Ta'ala? So he mentioned three occasions. One of them was that he says we were traveling in a boat, in a ship, and a storm came in the ship. And he was a great Allah wala, and people were making jokes out of him, poking fun at him, making a mockery out of him. And when the storm came, then the captain said that we have to sacrifice somebody's life. So they said that it is Ibrahim ibn Adham. That this person here, he is like a useless person. He is like a mad person here. He is worth nothing. Sacrifice. And everyone like pushing their fingers at him. Children, everyone like no value. When they asked him of the occasions you got the credit, he says, though that was one of the occasions, what love I got from Allah and what enjoyment while all were mocking at me. And then when they were about to throw him in, Allah brought complete again the bush. Everything became calm again. And he got saved like that. So in this way, in the love of Allah, people will make lot of jokes, fun, criticize, cause problems, difficulties. But if we have developed that love of Allah, in that condition also we have no fear of anything. May Allah in His great mercy and kindness bless us with that love of Allah Ta'ala. And we are very weak, we ask for protection from imtihanat and tests. We can't take the test. Allah keep us safe and pass us without exams. And Allah does that also, and we beg of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah guide us all for our islah also, and then the true nisbat and ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us that, and that we can live our lives properly according to deen, inshallah.